The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Elegy is open at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts until Sunday. As Patrick Larson reports, it's an immersive exhibition of photos and films that bring the history of slavery to the present day.
Dawood Bey's work has always had history in mind. Elegy is composed of two films and 42 landscape photographs, beginning with a series taken at the Richmond Slave Trail. In a discussion with Valerie Cassell Oliver, VMFA's curator of modern and contemporary art, Bey says he wants the trail images to evoke a particular perspective.
As if through the eyes of the 350,000 enslaved Africans who moved through that unknown space.
Bey's work challenges viewers to see how Black history has shaped America and to be aware of that history even when it is invisible. Elegy is open at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts until February 25th. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
Tickets to view Elegy can be purchased at vmfa.museum. Portsmouth has a message for some equestrians. Hold your horses. Earlier this month, Portsmouth City Council voted unanimously to ban most horse riding. The new rule follows several incidents involving horse droppings on city streets. There are exceptions for law enforcement, event-specific permits, and designated riding locations. The Virginia Pilot reports that the ordinance prohibits hitching horses on public rights of way and property, as well as leaving behind waste. Violations could lead to a Class 4 misdemeanor. The Junior Officer Training Corps is a federal program sponsored by the U.S. Armed Forces in high schools across the country. It's an introduction to the military. Republican Delegate Chad Green of York County introduced legislation this year to allow JROTC time to count towards physical education diploma credits.
If you were on the football or basketball or field hockey team, you would get PE credits for participating in those sports. This is expanding that and allowing you to participate in JROTC and get PE credits.
The bill has received unanimous support so far. Green said that while some public school districts already allow these programs to count toward PE, this would require it statewide. Virginia Military Institute's Alumni Association has suspended several members over unauthorized use of its records. Cardinal News reports that, according to public records requests, 8 alumni accounts were used to scrape thousands of email addresses. That information was then used to solicit donations for a foundation in support of the Cadet, an independent student newspaper, which violates the association's rules. Samuel V. Nee was one of the first Richmond restaurant owners to publicly raise concerns over the city's meals tax collection. When he opened his business in 2021, an employee of the city finance department said Philly Vegan didn't need to pay the tax. But later, V. Nee and his partners received a bill for about $40,000. VPM News editor Dave Cantor spoke with Vini after a city council vote to change how payments are applied to meals tax bills, which doesn't address the problem he encountered.
What in your personal life has been affected by this? Because I know, I mean, even coming here, you had to go drop your kids off.
I know. I mean, my children go to school. I'm coming to speak to you where I otherwise would be on my way to my restaurant. You know, it's not the same for everybody. Everybody doesn't go in and run their restaurant every day. But I'm truly a small business owner. But when we go to tell the story, we can't tell the story just about some money. I mean, it's money. Yeah, everybody knows that we either got to pay it or we lost out on a lot of money. Our lawyers cost a lot of money. Time that we missed is money. But it's even more than that, man. Like my children, man, they mean everything to me. And when I can't give them the stuff that I want them to have, when they don't have two other restaurants like they should, when I'm taking money from where I could be taking them on trips or spending more time with them because I got to get a lawyer, that's hurting my children.
in the past, you've said that, you know, in a certain way, this has brought people together. So can you talk about other positives, I guess, that have come out of the meals tax issues, the meals tax problems?
I mean, you can always find the positives in the negative if you choose to look that way, you know, and I always choose to look for that. Like, this isn't a situation where I want the city to be destroyed and everything like that. It's not what it is. What it is this is our opportunity to actually come together to create enormous change, enormous amount of change that can make our city better for everyone. So, but it takes everyone coming together. So unity is always positive.
Well, so what do you think? What is your general opinion of what got passed last night? And then kind of other movements by the city to help folks out.
But I think something that was very important that they said last night was that's not enough and it's not. What are we going to do next? Why are the processes still going on? So I guess, you know, last night, a lot of people hit me up after the meeting. I didn't even know they were, you know, contacting me during it. But because of what I said, I pulled out a letter showing that I just got in the mail. I just got another letter saying my payment was applied to a delinquent amount. I shouldn't even have a delinquent amount. So the process is still broken.
Well, what was your response to receiving that letter? How do you think, I assume you've been in relatively constant contact with the city?
I got the letter and it was weird. We got it. One of our owners, Celicia, AKA Mama C, she brought it to me. She said, Samuel, believe it or not, we got another letter. I said, what? She said, yeah, look at this letter. And I look at it and I'm like, it's like we back at square one. I'm like, what does this letter even mean? It was interesting to pull out the letter last night with the head city attorney there because she's the one working with my attorney. You see me pull out this letter, right? Like, what is going on? Why am I getting a letter? So that I really brought that letter to show that out of all people, I should be the one that's not getting the letter. So imagine those people out there that aren't in the situation where we working through it with the city to get that, and they haven't even gotten to this part of the process that I'm at in resolution. They're definitely getting letters. They're definitely still out there. So I brought that letter out not for me, but for all the other people, because if the process is supposed to be working now, if it's supposed to be quote unquote fixed, it's not. I'm showing you that it's not, because of all people, I should not be getting a letter. So those other people that are out there that are scared to come here or just don't feel like they have a voice, I'm pulling this letter out for them.
That was Philly Vegan co-owner Samuel Vini speaking last week with VPM News editor Dave Cantor. Council is set to vote on another proposal later this month that would also ease how and when penalties accrue. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.